Echo and Harper Audio present South to America, a journey below the Mason-Dixon to understand the soul of a nation by Imani Perry. This is the author. For Easter, Esther, Mary, and Stace. The dance speaks to everyone, otherwise it wouldn't work. Alvin Ailey. A note from the author. I have long thought black, in reference to people, should be capitalized. Finally, the style guides agree with me. But I also capitalize white in this book. That is less common. I do so because the categories black and white were made together. They are strangely symbiotic, opposing yet intimate. Historically, white was a term reserved for those who could possibly be full citizens and members of the country. Black was for the ultimate others, held down or at the margins. I also capitalize indigenous, a people of many nations, named Indian by European error, who were colonized, expelled, robbed, and shuttered from their native lands. Generations have expanded and challenged the meanings of race that were created by colonialism. Nevertheless, in this country's history, black and white have never been mere adjectives, and indigenous, a global term, is specific in this nation. These are identity categories that were made by law, custom, policies, protest, economic relations, and perhaps most potently, culture. Politeness, grammar rules, and political pieties aside, this strikes me as a simple truth that ought to be acknowledged. I didn't make the rules. I am trying to tell them to you. Introduction. A French quadrille is a dance of four couples. At certain moments, all dancers take the same steps. Other times, they pivot and turn against each other. They twist and curtsy in and out of unison. Music tailored to this set dance signals when to be still and when to glide. See how they separate and come back together? Train your eyes on one duo. See how they initiate and how they follow? You'll get lost if you try to look everywhere at once. You have to pay attention somewhere to understand the dance. On January 24, 1804, there was a ball in New Orleans to celebrate the purchase of Louisiana. There had already been numerous celebratory balls, and as with the previous ones, some Spaniards came, some French Creoles too, white ones, and the Americans. Ladies' gowns were empire-waisted, peach, mango, pale blue, and green. The men's coats were embroidered elaborately. A fight broke out between two of them. Only 5 weeks into a shared citizenship, and the Americans were already encroaching too much. Yes, there were two French songs played to each English one, but the Americans took too long to finish a turn. Unlike the French quadrilles that started eight dancers at a time, in the American set dances, each couple went one by one. Their procession dragged on past the length of the music. Someone called for another English song, and a French Creole struck the speaker. An officer grabbed the Creole. The head of the provisional government, William C.C. Claiborne, saw the conflict brewing. He couldn't speak French or Spanish. His words of calm were empty. Several dozen men brawled in the
sample complete. Ready to continue?